The weather's getting warmer.
And the numbers in your bank account are about to go up, too.
Listen to 95.3 Gorilla to enter the Banana Bank.
And walk out with a ton of cash.
We play weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30.
And we want to give you a mountain of money.
Just tell us if the price of bananas will go up or down.
If you're right,
you win the cash.
And if you're feeling lucky,
you can keep playing and win even more.
Listen weekdays.
And we'll send you from the Banana Bank
to the real bank with some free cash.
You could win hundreds or even thousands of dollars with your local hit music gorilla.
Good luck from 95.3.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
What day is it today?
That is an excellent question.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Oh, yeah.
I bust my hump every day.
We're the number one show.
Okay.
You got a hit show.
We're entertainers.
That's debatable.
What a freak show.
Freak show.
That's more like it.
Are you ready for an exciting and challenging day?
It's showtime.
It's showtime, but it's not only showtime. It's also tax day today. Oh, my God. Batting down the hatches.
This is Kent Brockman live at the Springfield Post Office on tax day.
Well, if we wait till tax day, I'm sure the tax man will show up.
How are the taxes going?
We haven't finished your taxes yet.
Just doing my taxes.
Taxes are the worst!
My taxes are being audited.
And this government computer can process over 9 tax returns per day.
Any tax trouble?
And that's tax-free money.
What do you mean, tax-free?
Tax-free, all cash.
I will pay no tax.
What's next, a spatula tax?
No, I want the tax.
I pay my taxes.
I pay my taxes. I pay my taxes, and they pay your salary.
Taxes? I don't pay no damn taxes.
You better. The IRS is gonna come get you.
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
This is Yolanda.
Yolanda, you're calling number 10 for the Banana Bank. Yes, here we go. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Are we going up or are we going down? We're opening the Banana Bank, Yolanda, at $50. Do you think that price is going to go up?
Okay.
Or is it going to go down?
I'll say up.
Yolanda says up. And we're going up times 10. We went up to $500, Yolanda. You just won $500 from Gorilla.
Okay, good. Yes.
All right, so you get to keep this money or you get to keep playing for our $4,000 bonus round. You want to keep the cash or do you want to keep going?
I'm keeping.
I love it. Yes, you will. Yolanda, you just got $500 from Gorilla.
Yeah!
Don't freak out. Don't make me say the line from Pulp Fiction. Don't make me tell you to be cool, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda. Hang on just a sec. Let me get you paid, okay?
All right, thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking money today, and specifically, what's the first thing you would buy if you want a large amount of money? Okay? What's the first thing we're splurging on? I want to know. The first thing I'm doing? What am I doing? What's the first thing I'm doing? What's the first thing I'm doing? I got to think about that. What's the first thing you're doing? Steve, you're first. Tell me.
A boat.
Awesome. You love that big black hole in the water, huh?
I love the water. I would probably get the biggest one I could afford and maybe even live on the thing. Who knows?
Ooh, like a houseboat. You could sail it around. I like that. I actually really like that. That's a good idea. I might have to steal that one from you. What's the first thing you're doing if you win huge money in 2026?
I want a closet glow up, and I'm talking full makeover, new wardrobe, stylist.
Wow, you're going all out. You're doing the whole thing. Like, what's the goal, though? Are you doing, like, a personal makeover, too?
The whole, I don't recognize myself, but in a hot way type kind of experience.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great. What would you do if you won, like, a stupid amount of money? Jen is next. Jen said that you wouldn't tell anybody. What?
I wouldn't tell anyone. I would just quietly purchase things to make my life and my family's life better.
I love it.
I wouldn't tell everyone in the world that I suddenly had millions. I think that would be a very dumb thing to do, don't you?
Yes, I think that's true. I mean, did you hear about this guy down in Kentucky who won the Powerball a couple years ago? He's been arrested like 7 times since. Because people try and, you know, come at him for his cash. He has to defend himself. He gets in bar fights. Legend. You don't want to do that.
straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is showbiz buzz.
New documentary is out about NSYNC. Joey Fatone reveals that he's had big money problems.
This story that I don't think many people know at all. This is where the low part was happening for me. There was one point during Christmas, they shut off the lights to my house because I didn't pay the bill.
Yeah, lost his power on Christmas because he didn't pay his electric bill. You know, I always joke when these older acts like announce new, you know, giant stadium tours that they only like announced a new tour because they ran out of money. But I think in a lot of cases, that's actually probably true. On the other end of the boy band spectrum, here's AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys talking about the first time he tried an illegal substance.
First time I tried drugs was before a video shoot in 2000. My call time wasn't out until 2 a.m. It was a night shoot, woke up a little groggy, and my buddy was there, and he's like, well, if you're tired, I've got something that you can take that'll pick you up.
I'm supposed to feel bad for these guys. Like, what is this with all these documentaries? Not buying it. Sorry. You're multimillionaires. Move on. Megan Thee Stallion joining the clothing trend. She's launching a new, quote, Hot Girl Summer Swim Collection for women, men, and pets. It's going to be available exclusively at Walmart. Some new audio today from Alec Baldwin talking to The Hollywood Reporter. After the Rust shooting tragedy, he said that he's considered retiring.
It impacted me in every way, financially, career-wise, my wife, my kids, my health. I was so sick. I mean, we had to go back and finish the movie Rust in Montana as a component of the settlement with her husband. We had to finish. We gave him the movie and said, you sell it and do whatever you want with it.
As a reminder, Alec Baldwin was cleared of charges out of New Mexico. And Carrie Underwood taking the stage with Billy Idol performing the Rebel Yell as a duet. Listen to this.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night my little angel came pumping on my floor. Everybody make some noise for the original idol, Billy Idol!
In the midnight tower, she cried,
Man, Carrie sounds great, and Billy definitely still has it. There's your showbiz buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
It's about talking to women, and I know how to do that because I observe, because I am a novelist.
That's Seth Rogen in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Seth is 44 years old today. Happy birthday to Mr. Rogen himself. Emma Watson from Harry Potter fame. She's 36.
Nicholas Flamel is the only known maker of the Philosopher's Stone.
The what?
Honestly, don't you two read?
Happy birthday to the city of St. Francis today. San Francisco incorporated on today's date in 1850. Please, right there in San Francisco. Today is also Jackie Robinson Day on today's date, April 15th, 1947. That was a long time ago. Jackie Robinson became the first Black American to play U.S. Major League Baseball. In this clip, Jackie talks to Dick Cavett, 1972.
Well, you can't even count them a day. It's amazing to me. I keep reading about certain ballplayers, and one day I look on television, and he's Black. There's no longer a mention of Joe Blow, Negro ballplayer, this kind of thing, which is as it should be. I think they should be judged solely on their abilities out there, and the race shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Love you, Jackie. What an American hero right there from the Dodgers. And today is tax day. How could we forget? It's tax day today.